Kieran Maher was known as the hairy one. I'm not sure how we would describe Mark Newnham. Certainly not the hairy one, but he joins us now. How are you, Mark?
Yeah, morning, Mike. Good, thanks.
That's good. Are you good, or are you a little bit sad to say goodbye to your star shadow hero who's been sold for huge money to Hong Kong?
Oh, look, you know, it's never a great day if you're losing your best horse, but look, he's done a really good job for us. The owner's still a strong supporter of the stable. And, look, it just came down to a lot of uncertainty in the next few months that changed his mind, because all the way through from this time last year, when he won a listed race at Doomben at his second start, you know, there's been offers for the horse pretty much after every start he's had. And, you know, there was no chance of him being sold up until about 3 weeks ago. And, look, they're not able to come out here and watch him race. And that's been a big factor in it. Also, the fact that there's quite a bit of uncertainty around the spring carnival on races and dates and prize money. So they made the decision to sell him. And look, it was a very good offer. And as much as I'm sad to see him go, I still hope he achieves great things there.
Well, he's been a flag bearer for you. Reported $3.2 million. Is that correct?
Oh, look, it was a lot of money. It's a lot of money. I was not at liberty to say exactly what it was, but, it's a lot of money.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing what he's able to do on track. You mentioned uncertainty about race dates and so forth, and you may be across the bombshell that's been dropped in Melbourne about the proposed changes for the Caulfield Cup to the back of November, November 28, and the Caulfield Guineas November 21. As a Sydney trainer, what's your thoughts on that, and how much of an effect would that have on you and horses you may be targeting for our spring carnival?
Well, you know, for horses here, you're really going to have to decide which carnival you aim for, because instead of it being a continual roll on through, you know, a race like the Golden Roses for three-year-olds into a Caulfield Guineas, you're a long way, you know, you're a long way from September through to the end of November. So, you know, it's a long time to have them at their peak, especially if you're looking also at the Sydney Autumn Carnival. There's not much time for a break after that, so they need to make up their mind, and they probably need to do it quickly.
Yeah, exactly. I see you've got a number of runners today at Newcastle. Can you leave us with a winner?
I think the two fillies in race one and two are our best two. Both nice staying type of fillies, suited by a bit of soft ground and in small fields.
Good on you, Mark. Good luck today.
Thank you.
Mark Newnham joining us there after his lost shadow hero. Interesting, his thoughts too, that as a Sydney trainer, if the proposed dates are confirmed, in his view, it would be you either aim to